I'm Victor Beatty. UN envoy Martin Griffiths is in the Yemeni capital Sana'a Wednesday, pushing for renewed peace talks as both the Saudi coalition-backed Yemeni government and Shia Houthi rebels expressed interest in ending the four-year conflict. According to U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, those talks have been set for early December in Sweden. Griffiths told the Security Council Friday that both sides appear ready to find a political settlement.
I'm encouraged by the recent calls from all parties, the government of Yemen in particular, as well as Ansarallah, in addition to the coalition, for the United Nations to step forward at this time on this issue. And let us build on this rather than retreat.
Griffiths, who is expected to visit the focus of the heaviest fighting, the Red Sea port city Hodeidah Thursday, said the main driver of the peace process is increasing global attention to the growing humanitarian crisis in Yemen.
The fight against famine is ongoing. Women and children and men are dying from preventable diseases, and the economy remains on the verge of collapse. And this is the reason that urgent action is required from all of us.
The mission comes as the international charity Save the Children estimated nearly 85,000 children under the age of five have died because of consequences of extreme hunger. Sukaina Sarafuddin works with the charity in Sana'a.
Using a conservative estimate, it says that 84,700 children have died of SAM since April 2015 until October 2018.
Statistics are hard to come by. This figure represents a dramatic increase from an estimate by the Red Cross of 10,000 in 2016. After multiple delays extending 2 years, the Democratic Republic of Congo has kicked off the campaign for presidential elections December 23rd. Voters will choose a successor to outgoing President Joseph Kabila, who has remained in power even though his mandate expired in 2016. This is VOA News. The U.S. Wednesday said it will scale back joint military exercises